The gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. We'll be reading out of the 17th chapter, verses 5 through 10. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing and tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" And this is the word of the Lord. I wonder how many of you feel as though you have enough faith. Or are you like me and sometimes wish that you had a little bit more? A little more trust that God is really in control of this world, a little more belief that it is all going to be okay. We just have to have a little faith. Well, we're here, so I'm assuming that all of us have at least a little faith. But if you've ever wished that you had a little more, you're certainly not alone. In today's gospel reading, it's Jesus' apostles who are asking for more faith. Even they sometimes struggled with believing and trusting in God and in their leader, Jesus. The apostles are the ones who have left everything to follow Jesus, but they have been listening to his recent teachings, which have been challenging to say the least. If we rewind just a bit in this same chapter of Luke, we look at the beginning, verses 1 through 4. He says, "Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to anyone by whom they come. It would be better for you to have a millstone if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea, then for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble." He goes on, "Be on your guard. If another disciple sins, you must rebuke the offender. And if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if the same person sins against you 7 times a day and turns back to you 7 times a day and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive." It is no wonder that Jesus' apostles respond to these teachings with a desperate plea of increase our faith. And their honest request should bring comfort to any one of you and me who has ever wished for the same. A little more faith, a little more trust that all is going to be okay, that God is in control, and that God cares about us. We just have to have a little bit more faith. But this raises a question, at least to me: how much faith is enough? The apostles feel as though they need more faith to face the challenges that Jesus is placing in front of them. So they ask Jesus to increase their faith. If they are going to do everything that Jesus is asking them, they certainly seem to need it. At least this is what they believe. But it turns out not to be true. They don't need more faith. When the apostles ask Jesus to increase their faith, he offers a very curious response. He tells them that if they have the faith of a little mustard seed, they will have more than enough. Now, those of you who are in agriculture know that the mustard seed is not the smallest seed that exists, but it is probably the smallest one that the disciples knew in their day and their time. It is tiny indeed. And Jesus tells them that if they had the faith the size of that tiny mustard seed, they would have more than enough. And I think that is what Jesus is saying to them and to us here today. It is that if we have any faith at all, it is enough. Or to put it another way, if we have enough faith to ask for more, then we already have enough. The apostles ask for more faith. That means that they have some to begin with, right? And if they have some faith, and if we have some faith, then we have enough already. Faith the size of a mustard seed is plenty. Why? Because it's not a question of how much faith we have. It's a question of who we put it in. Faith, to put it another way, is not about believing in something or someone without ever having any doubts. The theologian Paul Tillich said, and put it this way, doubt is not the opposite of faith. It is but one element of faith. And the writer Anne Lamott takes it just one step further when she writes, the opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. Certainty is missing the point entirely. Faith includes noticing the mess, the emptiness, and the discomfort, and letting it be there until some light returns. This is all that Jesus asks of us, to notice the mess and to wait for the return of the light, to trust in him, even when things seem very dark, to hold on to our mustard seed size faith and trust that it is enough, not because of the amount of our faith, but because of who we are placing it in. Then Jesus follows the statement about the mustard seed with a rather strange example involving a slave doing what is commanded. What's the point of this example following the mustard seed? I think it's simply to remind us that we are not in charge here. So we don't have to have it all figured out. We don't need that certainty. We don't need to see the whole picture. God is in charge, and God knows what he is doing. There is more going on than any of us can understand or know, so we are asked to trust in him. That is our job to do. Don't wait until we have it all figured out. Part of figuring it out comes by trusting the master and doing our job anyway. Or as the great theologian Augustine put it, we do not have to understand in order to believe. We believe in order to understand. Trust Christ. Do what he says, and in time we will understand his purpose and plan. We see through that glass darkly, as Scripture puts it. That's why we need faith. So Jesus says to us, trust me. Trust me and follow me, and eventually it will all become clear. But it is not in your time, it is in God's. That is, to me, the basic message behind this gospel that we've studied this morning. If you have enough faith to ask for more, you already have enough, because it's not a matter of how much you have, it's a matter of who you put it into. But I want to come back to the question that the apostles asked at the beginning. Increase our faith. And I want to come back to Christ's answer, that all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed. Mustard seeds, as you know, grow. In fact, a few chapters earlier, Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a mustard seed, which grew and became a tree that gave shelter to the birds of the air. So we ask the question, isn't there something we can do to increase our faith? Mustard seeds, when planted, grow, so why can't our own faith? And so it can. So I will suggest three practical things, closing, that we can do to grow our own faith. Perhaps the first is most obvious and do what the apostles did. They asked for more faith. They say to Jesus, increase our faith. And think about that as a prayer. When we are struggling to believe, we can simply talk to God about it. Or as it was put in Mark 9:24, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When we are struggling to believe, we can pray. Sometimes people can feel guilty about doing that. Should I really pray to God about the trouble I'm having in believing in him? But really, who better to talk to about it? And don't you think he already knows? So ask God, talk to God. Another thing that might be quite obvious, but needs to be said, is that if you feel as though your faith is in short supply, one of the best things you can do is what you're doing right now. You worship in communion. Don't wait until you believe to come to church, because church is where faith is best nurtured. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer put it, if you are struggling to believe, come to church. You can do that on the strength of your own human freedom. You can leave your house on Sunday and go to hear preaching. If you do not do it, then you willfully exclude yourself from the place where faith is possible. The confessions show that they know there is a situation that enables faith. And yet a third way how to increase our faith is to share our struggles and even our doubts with our friends and family. We don't keep it to ourselves. Share your struggles with someone you trust. And there are many, many examples of famous Christians who have just done that. John Wesley went through a period of his life when his faith was very low. He talked to a friend that he trusted, and one of them offered this advice: preach faith until you have it, and then because you have it, you will preach faith. He was also invited to attend a meeting at church one evening when they were studying Martin Luther's writing on Paul's letter to the Romans. And this is how Wesley described what happened when he heard Luther describe the change that which God was works in the hearts through faith in Christ. He wrote, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation. An assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death." And of course, after that, Wesley went on to become one of the greatest evangelists that we know, even though, or perhaps because he was struggling in his faith. Because when he did, he talked to a trusted friend, he prayed to the Lord, asking him to increase his faith, and he worshiped in communion. And his mustard-sized seed provided to be enough to dramatically change the earth, the church and the earth forever. And isn't that the point that Christ is making to us today? Your faith, however small it may, is plenty big enough, because it isn't about how big your faith is. It never was. It was always about who you had placed your trust and faith in. No matter how little our faith is, when we put it in Christ, there is no end to what we can accomplish today. Glory be to the God. Amen.